Hot 103 Jams, Kansas City's number one for hip-hop and R&B. We know the Big Three is coming to the Sprint Center this Saturday, and one of our participants, one of the coaches in the Big Three, and y'all might know him from playing back in the Kansas City Kings. My man Reggie Theus is on the phone with us right now. What's going on, Coach?
Man, I'm doing well. What about yourself?
Hey,
a long time I talked to somebody in Kansas City.
I know, right? I don't know if you know, we got a heat wave going on right now. We're under excessive heat warning until Saturday. I know y'all bringing the heat already, but we're going to have some more heat, too.
Yeah, no, I heard it was over 100 degrees, so that plus the humidity is really a bad deal.
The good thing, you know, y'all playing inside the Sprint Center. Y'all not playing outside, so that'll be a good look for you. And, of course, like you said, you know a little bit about Kansas City playing back in the day for the Kansas City Kings.
Oh, yeah, no doubt. We had a good time. It's a shame that they actually lost the team. So, you know, I know they're kicking themselves in the butt on that one.
Before we talk about the Big Three, do you have a fond memory of Kansas City during that time when you were here?
You know, I remember the people were great. I had a couple of really good friends at the time that lived there, living in the I live behind the hotel. What is that right by the I can't remember the name of the hotel. But it was in great apartments that were connected to the hotel, so I had a place to eat every day. Kemper Arena was fantastic. We had a really good team too, you know, Josie Merriweather, Eddie Johnson, Mike Woodson, Larry Drew, Todd Fitzsimmons was the coach. So mm-hmm. it was a lot of fun.
Man, it's good to bring some professional basketball back here to Kansas City
Go ahead. I'll tell you what I do remember. I remember Gates Barbecue.
Oh.
Those are my guys over there.
Oh. I got a feeling you're going to hit that up too when you get into town, Reggie.
Listen, I called George already trying to get in touch with him.
He'll get in touch with you. I know we're going to have to make that happen for you when you get into town here, Reggie. Of course, the Big Three will be at the Sprint Center this afternoon. You got to tell me how you got involved with the Big Three this year.
Well, it was just great. You know, I had talked about it the year before, and Ice was real cool. He said we didn't have any spots available, but he would, you know, next year when they expand, he was going to give me a call, and he kept to his word and gave me a call. Clyde Drexler gave me a call, and here it is. It's a great opportunity. You know, it's a lot of fun. You know, I grew up playing 3-on-3 basketball. Mm-hmm. So 3-on-3 basketball encompasses everything you ever want when it comes to basketball in general.
Yeah.
Because it's ball movement, it's physical, it's jumpers, it's a four, you got a 4-point, you know, shot out there to that right now. So, yeah. It gives you a little bit of everything, man.
Yeah. You got to tell me about the team that you're coaching.
Well, Josh Smith, you know Josh Smith, came right out of high school into the NBA. Great career. Will Bynum, who's killing the league right now. Anthony Morrill, jump shot shooter. C.J. Leslie, Sean Williams. These guys are really ballers. And, you know, some of the guys I didn't know as well, but gotten to know them really quite a bit here. And, man, they can play, you know, and right now we're 2-2. We really should be 4-0.
Mm.
But, you know, learning the Big Three, rules are a little bit different, so you got to kind of get used to it. But, you know, it's going to be a real important game for us, today or tomorrow. So when we get ready to play, I'm looking forward to it because I know it's something we have to have.
Yeah, I was going to ask you, what have you been most impressed by being in the Big Three, being a part of that this year? What are you most impressed by when you're watching it or actually being out there coaching and all that?
You know, the fans have been fantastic.
Mm-hmm.
That's first and foremost. I think they've done a great job marketing. I think they've done a great job with getting people interested. But where else can you go and see this many former NBA players for the price point that they have to pay?
Oh, yeah.
You certainly can't go to a regular NBA game, that's for sure.
Yeah.
So, you know, what I've been impressed with the physical ability, you know, the bump and grind of the game. It's a real physical game. And then, you know, the camaraderie of the guys. You know, I get a chance to hang out with George Gervin and, you know, Dr. J. I get to hang out with, you know, Charles Oakley and the Glove, Gary Payton. For me, those are my guys. So that's been fantastic. But these guys want to win, and they're playing hard. And that's what I appreciate from a basketball perspective.
And the trash talking has got to be immense out there, too, since you're bringing up people like Gary Payton.
Oh, come on. Oh, come on. Listen, Gary went off on one of my players the other day. And I was just glad he wasn't talking to me because it was brutal.
I think that's
they talk a lot of trash to each other too, boy.
And that's the thing I've been picking up with this league is that the players actually care about the product that's out on the court. Like, they're really into fighting and all that. So they are definitely about making that happen. So it's going to be a great event happening.
It's a lot of pride. Lot of pride involved.
Yes, 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 definitely. There's going to be plenty of action for you this Saturday at Sprint Center. Make sure you get online at kprs.com. We'll have more details on how you can get tickets and how you can be a part of everything that's going on at the Sprint Center. And make sure you get more details. Like I said, we have all that on there. Reggie, is there anything you want to add to the big three of the discussion before you get up out of here?
No, the one thing I do know for a fact is there's been no bad games. I've talked to a lot of people that have come to these games. My friends that have watched the games on CBS. And listen, it's getting national exposure. It's something that's going to be an Olympic sport here coming up next time the Olympics come around. And it's really fun, and it's a lot of exciting basketball. And the games have been fantastic, and I'm saying that from a coaching perspective and a fan perspective. They've been really good.
All right. Well, I can't wait to check it out this weekend. We're looking forward to having you come into town and all the rest of the players and the coaches. Big three, make sure you get out there and check it out. And I believe it'll be on CBS as well this weekend in case you can't make it to the Sprint Center. Is that right, Reggie?
Yeah, I think it's CBS Sportsnet this weekend.
Okay, all right. So make sure you get on there and check it out. Find your local listings and all that good stuff. Reggie, I appreciate your time. Thank you, and look forward to seeing you and the squad ball out this weekend at Sprint Center.
That is one thing that is for sure. You can guarantee it's going to be a ball out.